Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Tweet at DriveTimeRTE.
Just one or two more of your texts on the issue of Catherine Spohn. One person says, if Catherine Spohn is so willing to help, why is she taking any money? She has a ministerial pension. Perhaps she should forego salary and maintain the position with expenses. Another, though, says, it's mad to get rid of Catherine Spohn, talking about biting off your nose to spite your face. She's a great advocate for human rights. And you can keep your texts coming, 51551. Just 23% of families living in Gaeltacht areas are raising their children through Irish on a daily basis, new research has found. The research by Mary Immaculate College gives an insight into some of the challenges encountered by parents as they attempt to navigate an Irish language path for their children. Well, for more, we're joined by Dr. Nathan Nicuig, Principal Investigator on this project. And thank you, Nasser, for joining us this evening. How did you arrive at the figure of 23%? How did you get to that?
Okay, so we focused on analysing statistics from the census of 2016. As you might know already, there isn't a specific question in the census about the language of the home in terms of the Irish language. And so we spoke to the CSO, Central Statistics Office, and asked them for a special tabulation on this, where they looked at households with children under the age of 18 and what their language usage was. And we then focused on households who spoke Irish on a daily basis outside of the education system. So we equated that then with people who spoke Irish in the home. Now, it's not 100% accurate, but I think then because of the fact and it's self-reporting as the census is, and there could be variation, but we then compared it to some of the information collected within Gaeltacht areas by local communities on language usage within the home, and the numbers are very, very similar. So I think we're close enough to the number that's the realistic number.
Okay, so 23% of families living in the Gaeltacht are bringing up their children through Irish. Is it low to you, that figure?
Well, from a local perspective, or from, I suppose, people living and working there, it probably wouldn't come as a surprise to them. But and it is quite disappointing when you see the number on paper. But anecdotally, I think people have seen this happening, and there's been numerous reports on the decline of Irish within Gaeltacht areas. So I'm not sure if it's very surprising locally, but at the same time, it's good to have a number, because we didn't have a number before now. And the organisation who commissioned this report, Tishmoni the Gaeltacht, who work with families who raise their children through the medium of Irish, will now have a baseline on which to work. And I think that's an important place to start.
And what are the reasons, do you think, for that figure? And what are the challenges that people are facing in the Gaeltacht if they want to speak Irish at home?
Well, we didn't focus on the reasons behind it. We just wanted, the main focus was to find out how many there were and where they were. And it's important as well to look at Gaeltacht. It's very varied in terms of what's happening in each specific area. So there are some Gaeltacht areas who have very high percentages of native speakers and those who speak Irish in the home, and then other areas that's much lower. So I suppose it has to be put into context as well. This is for the overall percentage within a Gaeltacht, within all Gaeltacht areas.
Does it make a difference to parents, do you think, if they're able to access local services through Irish?
Well, this did come up in some of the data collected from the local areas. And I suppose, say, some of the services available was generally based on the person who was employed within that service and if they had a personal relationship with them, rather than it being a policy within whatever category it was. But I think as well, it's important for us to kind of focus on what's happening within the Gaeltacht. There's lots of work being done within Gaeltacht areas to support these families. And there are probably families as well who would like to start raising their children through Irish, and it's important for them to have information and all the services available to them. Mm-hmm. So yes, there are difficulties there, but there are, in the context of the Gaeltacht as well, there are many Gaeltacht areas they're rural, and they have other difficulties in terms of low unemployment rates. For example, where I grew up, they're starting a campaign at the moment to try to entice people back home. The area has been decimated by immigration and low unemployment rates. So that has to be put into context as well. So if you don't have the people, it's very difficult as well to and that would be an area which would have a high percentage of Irish speakers in it. So if they're not there, it's hard to speak it.
Good to have the baseline figures from which to work off as you go forward on this. And thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Dr. Nasani Kuig, Principal Investigator on that particular project. We'll take a break.